So Nia, the Makba's It Happens.
Latifa Chekach, La Ronda, is the exhibition at the Capella Makba from July 7th, 2010 to February 6th, 2011. Through three installations produced specifically for this space, the young artist talks about migration, identity, and cultural difference, and does so by setting up a dialogue with objects that always contain a story of their own and have the capacity to connect to the personal stories of each one of us. Sonia talks to Latifa Chekach about her work for La Capella Makba. Latifa Chekach, artist.
I born in Morocco. I came in France when I was 3 years and a half, and then I grew up, I passed all my life, and I moved in Switzerland 3 years ago. And so this is my background in a way. But I was educated in France completely, and my parents was in a very wanted me to be really well integrated. So that's why we didn't like speak Arabic at home, but only French. So by that way, I all lose my mother tongue in a way, and so I become like French. But all when you are in France, everybody say, yeah, but you come from Morocco, so you are Moroccan. But I didn't felt so much Moroccan. This difference, it was in a way the same when I arrived in France as a kid, and when I saw all these strange traditions, like Christmas, like this old man with a white barb riding a horse and give you present. For me, it was very barbarian. I didn't know what's the clue of that thing. And then after I grew up and I came back in Morocco like very late, more when I was 10, and when I come back to Morocco, everything was strange also. They have like a strange tradition with the lamp and the mishwi things, and with all how they organize things at home and outside, and on the objects also look very strange, like this pigment, for example. For me, it was strange that...
Immigration through objects.
It's not directly about immigration, it's about objects, and how objects can have like a... like things to say to people. So because I do not decide like to work about immigration. I work about mainly about objects.
The importance of material and objects.
All the objects in general when I am interested in. I'm not like a conceptual artist. For me the most important first is the material. And I see the material, I've got like a kind of feeling with the material on this feeling of strangeness, and then I will find how I can do to use that object and to find exactly how it can end it in an artwork in my way of thinking.
La Ronda, an exhibition at La Capella Makba, an artistic project related to its context.
I wanted to do like something in a way contextual with Spain, with Barcelona and everything, and then the things I found was in a way related to not completely about migration, but how me and my history can be related to Spain.
La Ronda, a common card game in Spain and Morocco.
There was this play of cards, a card game called La Ronda that I know from my childhood, and then I thought that it can be really fit with here because it's a Spanish game, and when I discovered that it's a Spanish game, I thought this is something that can be related, really make an interesting relation between myself and the context.
Ibiza, a story through objects.
The stone, it's more about a conversation that I had with Bartomeu, because I just asked him where he come from, and so he told me about that, and then we speak a little about Morocco, and he told me about this camp of Moroccan soldier, and then the objects start to be interesting for me. Oh, like an object can represent something. So a piece of stone can represent a campment in a specific place like Ibiza, and in the same way it can be related to a part of the story of Spain in the 30s. So it was just about which objects can make us talk.
Presentation of objects without a sculptural intervention.
It looks curious because why it's not organized, why it's on the floor, on this thing. On the stone, you also have the same strangeness. You can recognize that it's stones, but you wonder if I sculpt them, for example, because I am an artist, I'm supposed to be a sculptor, you know. So, but I just took that from that place in Ibiza and put like that. I just choose, I want these stones here and that one here, and I exhibit it there. But I didn't do nothing.
Gaia, I-102-5, Bitraud. A specific work for the ecclesiastical space of La Capella.
I wanted to have like the chance to do a vitral because normally it's old artists who do vitral in church, and I thought that it was a good occasion for me in my young age to do one.
An updating of traditional stained glass work, a new use of the technique and color.
First question was, okay, a vitral, how I can use it? So I decided to use, because you have to choose the color, you have to choose the technique, you have to choose a lot of things. So when you are an artist, you have like always a question of choice. So I thought, okay, I have to choose the pigment, like the color, and I use a color that I know is this powder used in the Moroccan mill. But I use it already with several works before, and in a different way, I dissolve with water, like a drop, in a canvas, and things like that. And that was the occasion to put it in a vitrol. But the way I use it in general, it's just with water, because it's like that in the food. You just put it in water, and I apply it in the glass. And so the technique in itself, it doesn't look like a classical vitrol in a way. If we start to think about that.
Fantasia. Flagpoles without flags.
Flags I did already flags, but I had that in mind that once I want to use the big flagpole that we found outside, for example in Montjuïc or things that we, this is flags that we know all around the city. There is like several ones. And the Capella structure was really perfect to show these high flags poles. And in a way, it's exactly what can be interesting to talk about in a way.
Fantasy, a Moroccan tradition.
A perfect fantasia in the very high tradition is when all the riders of horse, all the men on the guns, when you hear only one sound. So they're all shooting all together, but you have to hear only one sound. So it's like if they are all together and making one thing. And here it's exactly the opposite. It's like one thing, but it's showing that it's not going all together.
The issue of difference, a universal issue.
All the time where an institution invites a foreign artist is like always a foreign artist. So and it's always about the question of like different culture, different background, different things. This is, I think, something that can be treated as a more universal things. And so that's why this flag was a good opportunity to show it here in that way.
Flagpoles like a forest.
In itself, it's just flagpoles that I order in a company in Madrid, and we install them here, and in a chaotic way. So it can look like a forest. So when you are in a church, you have to walk to the hearth of the church. So it makes you do like a kind of a traveling, like a walk around, like to walk in a forest or something. And it was a good way to experiment that work.
The issue of internationality.
They represent a kind of internationality in a way, because normally when you have several flagpoles, it's expressed that there is several countries that are together in that moment and in that space.
The visibility of ambiguity.
But that's why I wanted like to take off the flag, because it's not necessary to have like a specific choice of country. But I wanted to show this chaotic installation of flags, like if it's all together, but not working so well all together. So this is this kind of ambiguity that I wanted like to show with that work.
Makba.catch.